D. It'll stop your outboard instantly if you should accidentally fall overboard or be thrown from your boat during a collision. Be sure to give your lanyard a field test to make sure it's working like it's supposed to. Your life and that of your boating partner could depend on it.
WHFS Sefner, WQYK FM HD2 St. Petersburg, 103.1 W276 CX Newport Richey, 92.1 W221 DW Tampa.
Did you know the biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you? Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the Southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out. Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States. 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
As hunters, we all know that planting a food plot in Florida is hard work and takes tons of water, fertilizer, and time just to keep it alive. Well, now there's a product that can make growing big deer on your hunting property as easy as unloading your cooler. It's Horn Max 20 Super Pro Mineral and Super Max 20 Super Molasses Block. This stuff is amazing for growing huge deer, and of course, your Florida deer will get all the trace minerals, protein, and amino acids needed for optimal nutrition in bucks, lactation in does, and fawn growth. Check out the full line of Horn Max 20 today at Florida Mineral Online.net or click the link at bigandwild.com.
The Big and Wild Outdoors invites you to discover Fish Hawk Sporting Clays. It's 77 acres of first-class comfort and hospitality for your personal sports shooting as well as corporate and public events. The Fish Hawk staff is always ready to set you and your family up for a memorable day of dusting clays. Conveniently located in Lithia, about 20 miles from downtown Tampa and less than 8 miles from Brandon, and is open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Fish Hawk Sporting Clays offers four-person shooting carts, 12 and 20-gauge shotgun rentals. And the club also features a large covered pavilion with plenty of seating for your next big get-together. Fish Hawk will happily host birthday parties, bachelor and bachelorette parties, team-building groups, family reunions, or any group of people who'd like to get together and have fun. For more information, go to fishhawkshootingclays.com. That's fishhawkshootingclays.com. And be sure to check out the events page for clinics and classes available throughout the year.
Come on, boys!
From the backwoods and the swamp waters of the Sunshine State and all across America and the world, this is The Big and Wild Outdoors with your host, Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, and Glenn Kinman.
Welcome in, everybody. It's hour number two of The Big and Wild Outdoors. Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, Bill George knocks in their house. And
in the radio world, red means go.
And Mark is here. Mark made it.
I went to Zone B.
I guess. Well, you know, we're still hunting out there, so why not go? Mark from Southeastern Discount Tackles.
He got a deer report for us.
Came out and decided to join us today. He's got nothing going on in his life, apparently. That's why he came out and hung out with us today. Do you have a better place to be than here today?
No.
Really?
No fishing tournaments?
There's a ton.
Yeah, well, there always are. It doesn't
matter.
And you're
sidelined?
Yeah. Sometimes you get business comes
tunnel?
Before
pleasure. Carpal tunnel?
That's right.
Tell them, when you start working in this industry, your playtime starts to get diminished a little bit.
Yeah. Fortunately, though, I have good partners, and they tell me you need to go try out some product.
You got to eat that microphone. You're getting far away. But yeah, and you do have good people working there, that's for sure, because every time I go there, I mean, I don't make it 10 feet in the door without somebody saying, "Can I help you find something? How are you doing this morning? Are you looking for something in particular?" You know, that kind of thing. And, of course, I always do the same thing. I just want to turn and be the nice guy and go, "No, it's okay. I'm going to look around for a bit." But, you know, in the back of your mind, you're going, "I just got here, dude." No, I'm just kidding.
I wish we had that kind of customer service.
I just you got do. Here, man. Jeez. Let me go look around at least, man. You
Absolutely.
Know? It's like when waitresses come up while you're chewing. How is everything? Fine. We're so good. We're fine. So, no, I'm just kidding. Mark, the reason why we wanted to come in here today is because he's got this new thing going on here at the shop. And when I went in there and saw the big giant display in the middle, it immediately grabs your attention. And you're looking at it going, what are these things all about? This is pretty awesome. And you start reading all the little details and things on there. And you're like, dude, what is this? And it's plastered all over inside the store. And all I did was mention the $10,000 worth of fishing equipment. And Bill George crawled all over me like I just gave away all your secrets and your big announcement. But why don't you tell everybody what it is that you're actually doing and why you're giving away $10,000 worth of fishing equipment.
Well, last year we tried to fundraise and tried to accumulate enough monies to get about 400 rod reel combos, you know, stuff to give back to the local community for the, you know, the youth movements, the kid fishing derbies, all those kinds of things. And me and my partners, we sat down and we were like, how can we beat it? How can we do better? I think, you know, in our environment in the outdoor industry, you know, we try to put hand on community as much as we can.
Sure.
And as you now know, being part of the retail environment, you know, a lot of people show up and they always say, hey, can you do this to help? Can you do that to help? And it's so hard to help everyone that comes to your organization.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's true.
And it's not the fact that you don't want to help. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that sometimes you're just spread so thin. So we just said, let's get on the, you know, the forefront of this and let's see what we can do to raise money to help everyone. And we've come up with an idea to try to put 1,000 combos in youth and kids' hands this year. Last year we helped y'all with the kids derby up north at
Yeah, Sosky. Great. Thank you. Yeah. And we'll do that again this year.
Absolutely. And
are you putting our order in right now?
He already knows. Trust me. He's been beating us up all last year. He's like, do we want to do it again this year? I think you guys. Well, we'll talk about that later. But keep going.
Sure. You know, so this is a creative way for us to kind of game plan and try to get on the front side of this and get, you know, closer to that 1,000. You know. Outfit objective that we've set. So what we're doing is we're holding a raffle, just like Braden said. We are selling tickets in a bundle. It's an $11 bundle, and that will get you 2 entries per week, 2 entries per month, and then 22 at the end of the year. And we have 4 categories if you win. And those 4 categories are, for the weekly winner, you get $100 inshore bag, $100 offshore bag, $100 bass bag, or a panfish bag. So if you are the weekly winner that we draw, you have the selection to pick whatever bag that you want. So we do that every single week.
Now, obviously, can they win multiple times?
Absolutely. The tickets never come out of the drawing.
It's kind of like what Bill George has with the calendar thing. Once you get your tickets and once you get your numbers, And you can win more than once. I mean, it doesn't mean that you just win one time and they take your ticket out and throw it away. That ticket stays in there throughout the year until the end. But now when he says a bag, I'm not talking about like a little grab bag.
Here's your gallon Ziploc bag.
Yeah, that you get at a fishing tournament or something. I mean, this is a big, giant, it's bigger. It's almost twice as big as a carry-on.
The bags, nice as the stuff that you're getting in it,
dude. I mean, they're stuffed full of stuff. And not only do they include, you know, all the items that you need to go fishing, but also, do they not have rods attached to them? I saw some of those that had rods and reels attached to them.
Yeah, we do. On the $100 bag, you know, just so everyone can understand, these are Mustad dry bags that you would typically have as a large boat bag. You know, they're 1.5 feet wide and 2.5 feet long, jam-packed full of tackle. Mm-hmm. So that's just the weekly winners. The monthly drawing, and this is where Braden was looking at, you not only get a huge bag of tackle again, but we're giving away a Barracuda cast net and a combo. Mm-hmm. And then for the yearly winner, you're jumping up to the $1,000 bags, you know, cast nets, several combos, and it's just a ton of product. if you come into the store, you can see so much. Absolutely. So he's got the bag pulled up. It's
yeah,
a
I pulled
huge,
up. Just the bag shnikes. Alone. The bag alone is $42.
That's correct.
So I mean, not counting the whatever it is that you've jammed in there, at least $200 worth of stuff, and not counting the rod and reel combo on there. And but now, if you buy a bundle of tickets, how many tickets are all together in a bundle? And
so
how much are they?
We just kind of got a little creative. The reason why we're doing an $11 ticket bundle is there's 11 months left whenever we decided to start it.
Okay.
So that's why the whole 11 came out. So
a dollar a month, basically.
Pretty much is what we kind of what we did. So it's an $11 ticket bundle. It's 2 weekly entries, 2 monthly entries, and 22 yearly entries. And on our new website, and I'll give that to you as well because we just changed that. It's fishsoutheastern.com.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to our new website, it'll give you the option to pick however many $11 bundles you want. So if Bill George wants to have 44 right. tickets at the end of the year instead of 22, he just selects 2 $11 ticket bundles.
So basically,
you
like,
work with the FWC to make the most complicated things.
So do I. So
it's
basically,
not complicated.
Basically, Monday when I walk in there with like, say, 65, 66 bucks, I mean, we're looking, you know.
You got six bundles.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And so, bottom line is, you put the 11 bucks in. A, it goes to giving kids fishing opportunities. Bottom line, that's even if you just gave $11 towards that.
$11.
At the end of the day, you've given $11 to that, and you have a chance to win something.
Absolutely.
You can win $1,000 worth of fishing equipment or more. I mean, with $10,000 of it, it's crazy. And those bundles, if you stop in at the store, you can see them. They're right there in the middle. It's you can walk around the big gondola or whatever that thing is in the middle, and it's all over the
place. I spent twice that this morning for breakfast for y'all. I mean,
sorry.
Give it to the kids. It's not that hard.
Well,
I mean,
we'll get into it a little bit more when we come back.
That means y'all are just going to have to miss a Saturday.
Yeah, well, that's true. It is the Big and Wild Outdoors. We're brought to you by G5 Feed and Outdoors. Go by and see them today, and we'll be right back. Hang on.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
When it comes to wild game, it's up to the individual hunter to make sure the meat is handled and processed safely. Wear gloves while field dressing and butchering. Be careful not to puncture the intestine to avoid possible spread of E. coli or salmonella to the meat. The chest and abdominal cavity should be wiped with a clean cloth or paper towels. It's best to use as little water as possible because damp meat spoils faster than dry meat. Cool wild game to less than 40 degrees Fahrenheit as quickly as possible to slow the growth of bacteria. On warm days, immediately pack the chest and abdominal cavities with ice packs or plastic bags filled with snow. After skinning, wrap in cheesecloth or put in game bags to keep clean. In warm weather, black pepper can be sprinkled on the meat before covering to discourage flies. Wild game should be aged to 34 to 37 degrees Fahrenheit for no more than 14 days. Whitetail deer will age sufficiently in 2 to 3 days. During butchering and preparation, perform proper hand washing and clean all contact surfaces with warm soapy water followed with bleach water. Be a responsible hunter and be prepared and knowledgeable of proper guidelines to help ensure the quality, safety, and satisfaction in eating wild game.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions. Hunting never stops in Florida, so you need to make Al's Wild Meat in Riverview your full-time, full-service deer and hog processor. Al's Wild Meats will custom cut your game any way you like it, including a variety of sausage options, like traditional ground breakfast, link, or smoked, plus some of the best jalapeno cheddar summer sausage, snack sticks, and deer bacon on the planet. Al and his wife, Christine, pride themselves in making sure you're getting your own harvest back just the way you want it, and always vacuum-sealed, labeled, frozen, and back in your freezer fast. Al's Wild Meat, right off I-75 on Simmons Ranch Court in Riverview, on Facebook or online, alswildmeatprocessing.com.
God has blessed Trinity Sportsman's Ministry with another wonderful year. And on behalf of the Trinity Sportsman's Ministries, we'd like to invite you to the Patterson Company's annual fundraising event at Fishhawk Sporting Clays, April 21st from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bring family and friends to enjoy a great day of fun, fellowship, and friendly competition. Food and drinks will be provided by Grandpa Johnson's Barbecue. All proceeds for the event will go directly to Trinity Sportsman's Ministry, a nonprofit organization that strives to make a positive impact for our local youth. Trinity Sportsman's Ministry provides our local youth with the opportunity to share Christ while learning of God's great creations through hunting, fishing, and other outdoor activities. To learn more about the Sporting Clay event sponsorships and team registry, please visit TrinitySportsman'sMinistry.com. TrinitySportsman'sMinistry.com. G5 Feed and Outdoors is pleased to be the premier fully authorized repair and warranty dealer for Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides in the West Central Florida and Tampa Bay area. G5's wide selection of Arctic Cat ATVs and other off-road vehicles are all designed to handle anything that Mother Nature dishes out. The Arctic Cat TBX, Prowler, and HDX offer power steering, easy switch two-wheel, four-wheel drive, tilt cargo beds, built-in receivers, and payloads between 300 and 1,000. Pounds. The Wildcat, Mud Pro, and XC450 are powerhouse performers with superior traction, suspension, and handling. And the ever-popular Altera series continues to lead the way in value and reliability for tons of uses. So load up the hunting gear, stack up your camping supplies, haul your feed and farm supplies, or just load up the family and hit the trail or mud hole for a day of fun and adventure, because G5 and Articat has you covered. Stop in today and see the whole lineup just west of Plant City at 4960 U.S. Highway 92 and online at G5FeedAndOutdoors.com. And be sure to follow G5 on Facebook for even more great products.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Big and Wild Outdoors. Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, and Bill George, and Mark.
Hello.
That's it. I'm just going to give you just Mark. It's just Mark.
That's right.
Mark from Southeastern Fishing Discount Tackle. It's got the place that has 56,000 different names. Southeastern Discount Tackle, Southeastern Fishing Tackle, Southeastern Place of Heaven, Fishing Destination, whatever it is you want to call it. It's there. And Mark's come in. We're going to talk a little bit more about the charity raffle tickets and how you can get them as well for just a measly $11. And it gives you basically the rest of the year to win, not just once, not just twice, but maybe even multiple times.
Up to 22.
Don't supersize it once, and you could win $1,000 of fishing tackle.
And it's $10,000 worth of fishing tackle they're giving away just so that they can put some rod and reel combos in the hands of kids, which, how can that be a bad thing? It just can't. But on the phones this morning, oh boy, let me push the button. Let me see if I got him here. Calling all the way from I don't know where. But, Jason, are you there?
Mr. Harris? Did you push the right button?
I pushed the button on the side there. I pushed it over there. I can try the other button if you want. I'm going to mess it all up. Now, watch this. Jason, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, you pushed the wrong button.
It was always on the other side, dude.
That's the one that says hold, Brady.
Jason, yeah, but that's the hang-up hey, side, too.
Come on, knock. I got to harass him a little bit.
Jason Harris from Primos. What's going on, buddy?
Just hanging out. It's the first weekend since hunting season's ended, so I'm just sitting here trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, well, where are you sitting around? Where are you at?
We're in Mississippi this morning.
Mississippi? Which part of Mississippi?
We're Brandon, Mississippi is where I currently reside, which is about 30 minutes from the office where all the Primos products are made and distributed from.
Now, I'm trying to think of where that is. I'm trying to think what's next to you, or at least that I would know of.
Right outside of Jackson.
You won
the big metropolitan area.
You're one of those Yankee Mississippi guys. Yankee Mississippi guy.
City
he's
boys.
Up north. Yeah, he's way up north. He's up there. He's not down there around the Gulf Coast, around Picayune or something like that. He's way up north. Big old Yankee town.
No, we're north. Hey, we're close enough. I can still get down there and catch a redfish.
That is true.
There you go.
It's about, what, an hour and a half drive. It's not like Florida.
That's right.
It's pretty good. But now, I was talking with Chris Seaton last night on the phone. He called me on the way back from work, and You guys got some exciting news for us, right? Yeah, I mean, not only is the blind going to be getting out pretty soon, right?
Yeah, man, the new Surround View blind is just taking off like a rocket.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe how awesome that thing is, you know, without showing someone in person. But we're coming out of show season right now, and, man, we couldn't be happier working with the Seton boys over there at Rugged Cross and building that double bull product. Guys are going crazy about it right now, and they're starting to ship. That's the great thing. Everybody's asking.
Yeah. That's the part we were going to get to next, because I think that's the number one asked question when people have seen the video. They've seen it on our Facebook page, and they've seen it on your website, and, of course, your Facebook page as well, the Primo site. Everybody's like, yeah, that's all great. When do we get them? I mean, it's
absolutely
good.
So they are shipping. They will be limited supply quantities for the spring turkey season, unfortunately. I mean, I'll be honest with you, we're not making them fast enough. We're doing everything we can to make them faster. But there'll be a pretty good supply out there for this spring. So I would just encourage people to check with their local dealers that carry double bull typically, and keep asking about it, because they're flowing. They're just not quite flowing as fast as everybody likes to see them.
And they just get Will and Jimmy out there and have them start sowing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they could. I've seen them sell stuff out of the back of the truck before.
Oh, yeah.
Not sell, sow.
So. So. But, you know, the thing is since it's going to be kind of a limited run until they really get into full production and get them out there, I guess it's best just to find out who your friends are and see who gets one so you can borrow it. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. You might, if you're lucky enough to pick one up, you might start renting it out.
Oh, now there's an idea.
Well, that was one of the things I was looking to do is put a whole bunch of turkey hunters. I was going to put it out with a guy that was guiding this year, and he guides turkey hunters from all over that come into the state to hunt turkeys in Florida, the Osceola. And I was going to have him put some of his clients in it, because there's nothing like being in something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it really requires you to kind of get inside to have the full experience and take it in, because it just changes your entire perspective with blind hunting in general.
Yeah.
Guys sometimes get turned off by hunting in blinds just because it's a dulled down experience. You can't see it all. You can't take it all in. You're looking through a peephole or a small shooting hole. But with the surround view, you get to see it all. It just changes your experience at all. It reminds me of what it was like the first time climbing up into a tree stand and feeling like you could see the whole world.
Yeah.
And now you can do it from the ground.
Well, you know, now you guys have got to, I love the triangle chair. I love the folding, the double bull chair that you guys make, but now you're going to have to make one that swivels, because now you
and
guys.
We do.
You got
they do.
Funny maybe. You say that. We launched a new one this year that is a triangle, tri-stool is what we call it.
Yeah.
And it is built on a swivel hub, so you can spin around and see everything.
Yeah, and that's good. Well, you're going to need one in that blind, because you're going to not go, okay, I don't have to watch my back because I know I can't see anything anyway. Now you're going to be literally sitting there turning around the whole.
Well, and the cool part about it for me going up there, and I know we were at the ATA, was hearing when we saw the video when they debuted the Rugged Cross blinds at the NWTF. And I don't know if you were there, Jason, but I know at the ATA it was funny for me to walk around. And these guys, you know, they hear the products and they see the videos. And, of course, a lot of it's hyperbole and everybody's trying to hype it up and make it sound like it's actually better than it is. But then to hear people that get in that blind and go, holy crap, you know, it's like you can't see everything.
We almost named it the holy crap blind.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what people say as soon as they get inside.
Well, I know Jimmy and all that. When I walked by, I know they weren't there, but I know a couple of the other staff people. And when they were walking by, I was saying hi to them and everything else. And they're like, man, have you seen this thing? Have you seen this blind? And I'm like, then I kind of had to puff my chest out and say, dude, I'm best friends with the guys that gave me that technology. So,
well, the one that got me is always the second thing is when you see somebody that you know outside of the blind and you talk to them and go, can you see me?
Yeah.
Can you see me in here? I'm waving. Can you see me? They're like, man, I can't see you, but I can hear you. And I'm like, really? You can't see me? Because I can see you almost clear as day.
Because right now
man.
I'm telling you, you're number one.
Hey guys, I don't know if you got time for it. I got a really funny story. We were just at SHOT Show, and we had the blind obviously set up in the booth. And of course, it was quite the hype. There's a lot of people coming by to see it. And there, two of the employees, I won't name any names because, you know, they are married. But we had a fairly attractive young lady standing outside the blind, kind mm-hmm. of admiring the blind. And so these two fellows were standing over in the corner, and you know, they were admiring the view, if you will, right? And
no blind spots.
Yeah, there's no. So they're sitting there elbowing each other, going, "Uh huh, look at there." And it wasn't about 30 seconds later they told me the story. They said that blind started to shake, and it started to move, and they went, "Uh oh," and they realized that young lady's husband was inside that blind watching them watch her the entire time.
Oh, now that is funny.
They said that old boy starts.
And a bear comes out of the blind.
And as he's coming out of that door, boys, he kept getting taller and taller and taller. And before they knew it, they're looking at each other going, "We about to get our butts kicked."
Yeah, right here in front of everybody.
In front of everybody.
Dude, guys, we're sorry, but you know what? You shouldn't let her wear that stuff out in public if you don't want nobody to look at her.
But that's a testament to the blind itself. I mean, they're standing 6 feet away, and they didn't know he was in there.
That is so funny. Well, now, when do you think that really, in reality, when do you think they're going to be actually available in stores once you get them out and shipped out and get here?
So in all reality, there are some available right now. They're shipping to stores, but it is limited quantity. Mm-hmm. I would say certainly midsummer in time for the fall season, you should see them everywhere. All your major retailers and all your dealers that have their orders in now will be will have product on hand. But you just got to kind of hunt for them right now during the spring because it is a limited quantity.
Well, I guess that's one of those things where if you find it, you better, put a hold on it or get it while you can get it because I know that when we were talking about it in the first hour, this is the worst time of year for retailers in any industry because right after the ATA, the SHOT Show, the Ellett Brothers, all the other shows that are going on, you know as well as I do, everybody in the general public who sees it on the internet or talk to their buddies or in a chat room or whatever, they're all in there going, "Man, you got that brand new double blind yet? You got that new Glock coming out? You got that new bow coming out?" And it's like, dude, they haven't even started shipping.
"Hey, you got those blinds? Hang up the phone." "No, sir, they're coming." "Hang up the phone." 30 minutes later, "Hey, you got them blinds?" "Sir, it's the same answer I gave you 30 minutes before."
"They're coming. They're on their way, man. They should be here in a month or so. You just got to give them time."
Our customer service phone lines are lit up nonstop, and that's exactly what it is. Between the blinds and the new camera we launched, our phones are just burning up right now.
Well, now that's the other thing. Chris said, "I got to make sure I ask you about this because I really think for the price and for what you get, this is probably going to be an industry changer because you guys are offering a wireless game cam now and at the ridiculous price of how much?
$199.99.
For $200 and some tax. You basically get a wireless phone type game cam that you can put out there in the woods. And I know that the average price of some of those are as high as like $600. All right. So it's crazy.
Sure. Most of the cameras out there are anywhere between $400 and $600. We wanted to make that technology accessible to the masses. Man, I tell you what, I've personally been using cellular-based cameras for a couple of years now, and it changes the way you hunt. It truly is a different experience, and it really helps you pattern the deer that you're hunting. And so we wanted that technology available to everybody, so everybody could experience some of the same success that we've been having with them. So pretty slick. I mean, easy to use. There's nothing complicated. You buy it at the store, you take it home, pull it out of the box, register it, set up your account online, and you're ready to go. You get and it turns on and works immediately.
And plus, at the end of the day, it'll help it when picture day up when you're sitting there and you get a picture of a buck.
Yeah. That's right. I tell you what, during the rut, you can't hardly sit in a meeting at my office without somebody looking at their phone every 2 seconds.
Who's the cellular service with on those cameras?
Those cameras are available in two different models. One uses the AT&T towers, and one uses Verizon towers. That way the consumer can select which coverage is best in their hunting area, and that's the one they would pick.
Yeah. And do you know what those cell phone plans are running for with those on that camera?
They start at $9.99 a month. The cool thing about our product is we do not force anybody to go into a contract whatsoever. It's a pay-as-you-go type scenario. You can turn it on or turn it off at any time you want. If you turn your cellular service off, the camera continues to operate as a regular trail camera. So it's still going to take pictures and store them on the SD card. But if you want them to send them to you, you do have to have the service active. But the basic plan starts at $10 a month. So the guy just wanted to stay basic with it. I mean, you're talking, what, 4 months out of the year during the fall season, you would actually have it active. So that's $40 to get pictures all season long.
Yeah.
That's a great deal.
You can't beat that. Well, can you hang on for us, Jason? We got to take our first hard break, but hang on for us. And when we come back, we'll pick your brain about some other stuff. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors. We are brought to you by G5. We are talking with Jason Harris from Primos, and we'll continue that conversation when we get back. So hang on.
Hornady continues to build and enhance the Precision Hunter line of ammunition with an array of new loads that feature the revolutionary ELDX bullet with heat shield tip.
Precision Hunter is one of the most successful ammo launches we've had. The original mission of Precision Hunter Ammunition was for you to be able to extend your range. It was extremely successful, and you guys have spoken.
The new Precision Hunter loads include the 25-06 Remington, 257 Weatherby Mag, 6.5 TRC, 270 WSM, 280 Ackley Improved, 7mm WSM, 338 Win Mag, and the 338 Lapua. Precision Hunter is factory-loaded, truly match-accurate ammunition with Doppler radar-verified best-in-class VCs, featuring excellent conventional range performance, as well as the best extended range terminal performance available. Precision Hunter ammunition. Extend your range and never compromise at any distance.
Did you know the biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you? Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the Southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out. Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States, 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
Hey, this is Jonathan. Most of you know me as the co-host of Big and Wild, but I also want to talk to you about my shop, Arrowhead Archery. We're one of the oldest shops in the country and stock brands from Prime, Matthews, Hoyt, Obsession, and PSE. We also have all the accessories to outfit your equipment, plus a level 3 instructor for our youth and adult programs, and regular league nights for everyone. Check us out at 10818 East US Highway 92, Tampa, Florida, arrowheadarcheryshop.com, and our phone number is 813-621-4279. Stop by and see us.
Man, I really wish I had somebody to design my business cards, or even a sign for my truck.
Boy, you need Sign Parrot. Sign Parrot produces everything from business cards to building wraps, postcards, decals, boat and vehicle wraps, interior wall graphics, exterior wall graphics, routed in 3D lettering and signs, banners, and a whole host of other interior and exterior signage. Our goal is to help your business grow. If you need a sign, we'll save you time. Sign Parrot, boy.
When aviation is in your blood, you learn how to fly. When your family serves, you learn the meaning of hard work. And when you're born with a name that stands for power, performance, and precision engineering, you damn well better make the family proud. We are Textron Off-Road. Backed by the name that builds some of the most advanced machines in the world. We create off-road vehicles that help America's hardest workers get the job done. Side-by-sides and ATVs that are built with a work ethic, a wild streak, and a relentless pursuit of adventure. With suspension and handling that make the toughest trails a walk in the park. And with the precision, reliability, and American manufacturing. Welcome to the family. Welcome to Textron Off-Road.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. And if you've ever seen my very lengthy blooper video, well, you know, I've had my share of mishaps. Because of that, you can take it from me that one thing I always take very seriously is boating safety. For instance, here's something as simple as it can be that saves the lives of countless boaters every year. A lanyard. I highly recommend you wear one of these every time your boat is running. All you have to do is hook the loose end of the lanyard to your PFD. It'll stop your outboard instantly if you should accidentally fall overboard or be thrown from your boat during a collision. Be sure to give your lanyard a field test to make sure it's working like it's supposed to. Your life and that of your boating partner could depend on.
There he is.
I leave early in the morning before that rooster crows, taking in the sunrise, a feeling everyone should know.
And welcome back, Big and Wild Outdoors. Jonathan Swindle, Braden Gunn.
Hey.
Mark Goodson from Southeastern Tackle, and of course the legal and pot stirrer Bill George is sitting over there on the end.
Hi, Bill.
I've never stirred a pot.
And Jason, you still there?
Oh yeah,
we're here. Okay. He ain't going anywhere. He ran to the bathroom real quick. Jason, Jason Harris, of course, with Primos out there and hanging out in Mississippi this morning. What do you guys got going on out there? Is deer season still running on or not?
No.
No, man, we closed down on Wednesday. Wednesday the 31st was our last day, so we don't have much but squirrels, rabbits, and coyotes to hold us over till turkey season starts.
Well, that's
well, y'all got hogs out there too, don't you?
We do. We do have hogs, and we hunt those pretty much year round. So,
real quick question I had on the going back to the cameras: is it going to be the Proof series or? What camera are you using?
It's the Proof series. So when you look for it at retail, it'll be Primos Proof Cellular is what the camera's called.
Yeah, it's one of the easiest cameras that you're ever going to operate.
No doubt. And along those lines, the Proof Cellular is actually even easier as far as the setup goes. It actually has an on-off switch, and that is it when you open the camera. There's a place to put
everything's controlled by your phone.
Everything's controlled by the phone, or it's really the app, and you can access that app via your phone, your iPad, your computer, whatever's convenient for you.
So if I had one of those cameras and I put it out there in the woods and I let it take pictures, I could then all of a sudden turn it on for the cellular, activate it, be able to go and pull those past pictures?
No, not exactly. The way it works is once the cellular is activated, it will start sending those pictures to you once you turn it on, but it will not go back and kind of do the retro send based off of past photos taken. And that's actually designed that way on purpose because some guys will do what you just said. Well, if they haven't been out there to check their camera in a month or so, and they do that, they may have 2,000, 3,000 photos that would really just kind of clog it up trying to send them all at once.
Well, I know some of them you can go peruse the pictures or something like that. They get little thumbnails.
Well, it does do that. So on the app, it stores all the thumbnails that it sends to the app while it's on cellular mode. So it does. The pictures don't go away. They're there. It just won't send them to you unless it's activated. Yeah. So and trust me, that's what you want. I've been on both sides of that fence, and you don't want to get bombarded with 2,000 text messages at one time.
Oh, yeah. Now, that would be a bad day.
Does it still need an SD card, just like regular camera?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You would still put in the SD card. That is still the source of memory for the camera, and it still stores them. Even when it sends it to you, they'll be on the SD card. So if at any time you wanted to just go pull that card and have all those pictures in a in one spot in one folder, you can go do it that way as well.
Oh, okay. So it stores them and it sends them to you, so you have it still on your phone as well. I'm thinking of the bad guys out there who have a tendency to go pull SD cards on stuff if they can't get the camera off the tree and that kind of thing. but so you'll still at least have the pictures in your phone, right? So you'll have
absolutely. And what's nice is you'll have a picture of that bad guy the moment he walks up to your camera. You'll know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. And nowadays, you know, with those little chip, those little GPS tracking things that you can slide into the back of it or whatever it is, you know, that way they get that little knock at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, how you doing,
FWC? Yeah, there you go.
And, you know, got a camera in there. No, I don't. Yeah, we got it right here.
I do tell my rep all the time, though, the funniest thing in the world for me is to watch the watch that Will and Jimmy commercial with the camera. Here I've got the trail camera with the feed dispenser and all this other stuff.
Doe urine.
And the doe urine. And then the other one is oh, yeah, it takes a picture and it's got a blue marking dye to mark your buck.
Can you really do that? It would be nice. Shoot it out there a little bit.
You got to watch the commercial. It's pretty hilarious.
That would be awesome, man. Well, what else is coming out? What are we looking for that you guys are sneaky peeking around for next year already?
Anything? Well, I'll tell you what. Since turkey season's sneaking up on us, we've got a several new turkey calls that were launched this year and are beginning to be available right now at retail. One is a new box call that Will Primos has actually been hunting with for a couple years now. It's been his own special design that we've built in-house for him, and now we're releasing it to the public. And it's called a Tall Timber Gabriel, and it is just an amazing-sounding box call. It's all, you know, custom-made, one-piece box billet that's been routed out by hand and tuned by hand with double thumb holes. It's just, I mean, you got to play it. It's an awesome call. And then on top of that, we've got the new drag strip, which is a super slate style call made with mahogany wood. It's a beautiful call, and it sounds just amazing. You can get some soft tree yelps all the way up to some really loud, excited yelping. So it's got a full range of sound on that drag strip.
I got a quick question for you. We have a lot of people that may not turkey hunt, and if somebody were going to get into turkey hunting and you were going to have them start out with a particular call, what call would you have a newbie start out with?
You know, I would say the easiest thing to start to learn to use would be a pot call. You know, your round slate style calls, which there's a lot of different surfaces you can run with. But it requires a little bit of skill, but I would say in general it's probably easier to learn how to operate than just about anything once you get it down. Box call would be number two, and everybody needs to practice their mouth call, but that is definitely a learned skill. Best time to practice that's when you're driving down the road by yourself so you're not making anybody mad around you.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife is not particularly fond when turkey season.
Yeah, but
up.
Don't be that guy that's practicing going down the road and almost try to swallow the darn thing. And
No doubt. You got to be a little bit careful with that.
Yeah.
Tell you what, there's another call in our line called the bombshell, and if all else fails,
yes,
and you can't master the other ones, you grab that bombshell, and a five-year-old can make that one call a turkey.
So. I know that for a fact because my fixing-to-be-six-year-old last year when I had one was running around the house, and that's the God's honest truth.
Yep.
Once you show them how to push the button.
They're super easy to play, and they sound great.
Yeah.
And they come in handy when you're trying to do a hen fight, when you got one in each hand. And then you got a call in your mouth if you can master that. I tell you, I remember one time having a gobbler that was hung out, and I was hanging with David Goforth, and he whipped out these two push-button-type calls, put one in each hand, put a diaphragm in his mouth, and then all of a sudden started scratching around. Made it sound like one of the biggest gang wars in Brooksville, and that turkey had been hung up for over an hour, and when he heard that, all of a sudden it was like he was come running, and he was like, "I got to go see this fight. This is awesome, man!" And when he came around the corner, it was lights out. But I mean, it's amazing. You go from traditional where you're sitting there trying to coax him over, and he's like, "Going, dude, I am not falling for that. You're out of your mind." But as soon as you get a chick fight going, I'm there. I'm going to come see
it's
that.
On.
Yeah. So if you can learn those techniques and do it. The little push-buttony thing, man, it's pretty easy to do. I tell you, we'll look for it. We'll keep up in touch. And anything that happens, and if it's something that we need to know about, Jason, don't be afraid to call, man. Mississippi ain't that far, especially by phone.
Absolutely, boys. Listen, we really appreciate the opportunity and love talking to you guys. Anytime we can get together, it's always a good time. So.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man. Keep our number, and we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
All right, take care, boys.
All right, man. See you, Jason. Jason Harris with Primos. If you didn't, if you just now joined us, they are shipping out the new double bull blind, the 360 degrees. It's the new blind. Of course, our friends Chris Seaton and his brother. You know, they developed the material and everything they're going to be using on that blind. If you haven't seen it or you've been in a cave and just got out, you can go to our Facebook page and check out some of the videos of it. It's right there, and I'm telling you, you'll be amazed. And if you want to see what they really look like, you can go out to G5 Feeding Outdoors, and they got the Rugged Cross Blinds, the originals, sitting right out front. You can go in there, open the door, step inside of them, and go, dude, these things are awesome.
Taking a break.
Yeah, you can push a button. Go ahead.
So, I'm sure you heard the news. Social media sites are cracking down on private firearm sales. So if you're looking to sell or buy a new or used gun, or even looking to trade, do it the right way and head over to Deer Hunter Guns. Dan and his crew will give you top dollar for your used firearm, plus give you the best trade-in value if you're looking to upgrade. Deer Hunter Guns is doing it the legal way and can help you find what you're looking for. Or take that used rifle, pistol, or shotgun off your hands the legal way so you have peace of mind, knowing your firearm isn't going to a complete stranger. Go sell your firearms to your friends at Deer Hunter Guns. Stop by today and get the best deal. 2797 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, across from the original Hooters. DeerHunterGuns.com.
In the 1960s, the G5 mark was used to brand the cattle and other livestock on the Glisson family ranch in the heartland of Florida. Now that family tradition has been passed on to mark quality at the new G5 Feed and Outdoors. G5 Feed and Outdoors is more than a family-owned business with a passion for all things that happen in the big and wild outdoors. Behind every product, you'll find more than 20 years of great customer service and three generations of experience standing behind it. G5 Feed and Outdoors believes there's no substitute for quality outdoor gear and products that have been tested to perform and give you the confidence that will last. So G5 carries items they use themselves from trusted brands like Textron, Arctic Cats, Yeti, Case Knives, Big Green Eggs, Costa, Shimano, and so much more. You really need to stop by and see all the great outdoor gear and products and the new stuff that arrives every day. It's all waiting for you at the new G5 Feed and Outdoors, located just west of Plant City at 4960 U.S. Highway 92 and online at g5feedandoutdoors.com. And be sure to follow them on Facebook for even more great deals.
Sportsman's Alliance, our heritage, our fight. Protecting hunting from coast to coast.
Did you know that Florida ranks first in number of sportsmen and anglers with 3.15 million that spend 5.9 billion a year supporting over 94,000 jobs? Did you know that sportsmen and women contribute nearly 8 million to the economy every single day, adding more than 2.9 billion every year for conservation? Just another fun fact showing how sportsmen and women are helping make a difference.
Sportsman's Alliance, our heritage, our fight. Protecting hunting from coast to coast.
About that on there. Welcome back, everybody. This is Big and Wild Outdoors. Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle. We got that Bill George guy who's back. And then, of course, that Mark guy from Southeastern Discount Tackle.
Tackle dude.
Tackle guy. And believe it or not, Mark is, if you missed on the top of the hour before we started talking to Jason, we were talking a little bit about the raffle event that you guys are doing over at Southeastern Discount Tackle. And now, this is not a raffle like your standard raffle. Yes, of course, you're going to win prizes. There's $10,000 worth of fishing gear that you guys are going to be giving away. It's $11 for a bundle of tickets. And the reason why it's an odd number was one of my first questions when I talked to him about it this week, is because there's 11 months left in the year. And that way, you know, you're going to be in there. You get two entries in literally every week, every month, and then 22 entries by the end of the year. So you can also win multiple times. Your ticket never comes out. You know, they take it out, they call a number, and it goes right back in again. And you could win some fabulous prizes. And what we're talking about is these big, giant bags. What are they called again? Who's the
goodie
bag?
Bags.
It's a Mustad dry bag.
Yeah,
most people use it for their boats.
It's a huge, giant bag, and it is completely just jam-packed with baits, lines, bobbers, all the things you need to go out and go fishing.
Santa Claus will be jealous of all the stuff you got in this bag.
It is, and you have it in different varieties. You have your panfish, you have what?
Freshwater, saltwater.
Saltwater.
And then the bass only.
Bass only, and... Yeah. And of course, there's rod and reels that are also attached to that prize pack. So it's not correct. Just the bag itself. The
Barracuda
bag alone.
Cast nets. I mean, we got some high end.
I got
product.
A dumb question. If I'm willing to throw the $12 in for the extra month that I've already missed, I mean, do we get like an extra ticket in the
bag? We rounded out to 20.
I just got the look from Mark like, dude, I'm going to punch you in the throat if you say something like that again.
Just buy the extra. $11, and then you have twice as many.
There you go. That's the way to do it. And, the thing is. The reason behind this raffle is not for money to go to the store. It is money to go and put rods and reels into the hands of kids here in the community. And how many rods and reels do you want to give out this year?
We want to bundle up 1,000 fishing combos, not for just kids, but young adults as well, because there are a lot of older kids that want to get into fishing, either single family homes that just don't have that educational process behind it. Our kids that just have always been curious about.
Or just something to keep, like I've heard you say before, and me and you agree on this 100 times, hunting and fishing, getting kids out to do that is a whole lot better than
Xboxing.
Them being left to their own devices to find something to get into.
No doubt.
It's better to be left to your own devices while you're out fishing
exactly.
than it is to be, home alone and, killing Germans on Xbox. So, it's one of those things where...
why do they have to be Germans?
Well, because if you got kids, you would have a playground.
I know.
But, with the panfish challenge, that was one of our goals to do that. We know there's a lot of single families out there, and we also know there's grandparents and uncles and aunts and people that are involved in that. So if mom can't take them, maybe their Uncle Bill can, or, Grandpa Johnson or whatever it is that can take them out there, or even a neighbor. We had plenty of people who showed up, I think, in our first, second, and third year, who are bringing neighbor kids or their friends' kids from school. I want Billy to go with us, and we had a lot of kids that showed up that way.
The thing is, we've all taken kids out or different people and let them use our rods, and at the end of the day, we turn around, put our rod back in our garage, and the person isn't left on their own to be able to go out and do it. But putting these rods in, all of a sudden, that little kid. That's their rod. That was so great watching all those kids turn around at the panfish challenge, get that little rod combo, and it was theirs.
It's theirs.
Nobody's going to take that away. It was theirs.
That was the coolest part of that whole deal last year, was watching them get that. And it's like you said, because you guide an outfit, I guide an outfit, and there's all the times you have people that show up that you have to have equipment for them and stuff like that. And does it make the experience any less? I mean, was my daughter any less happier what she did catching those two alligators with you? No, she wasn't. But like you said, if it was her using her own stuff, it's that, okay, I can do this. Yeah. I'm as good as the guide is. Well, wait a minute. Hold on now.
it also means something when you're going out and you're taking your kid fishing and you look at him and you go grab your rod.
Exactly.
Go grab your rod. Get your rod and let's go get your box and
it
go
teaches
and let's get
them,
out of here.
It teaches them. I know I've seen this with Ava, with her starting to hunt and be more proficient by herself, carrying her gun, doing the stuff she needs to do. It makes them responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that
take care of your stuff.
Really, really missing with kids today is responsible. It's not my fault. That's the stuff we had to do, because if you wanted to fish and hunt, you had to take care of your equipment.
Yeah, because I ain't going to get you a new one. But, Mark, I know that you guys, it's already started, right? So we can go online. I put a link up on our Facebook page as well. But with the new website, you can go there and purchase your tickets and do all that stuff right there, right?
That's right. You don't have to come into the store to participate in it. Just go to fishsoutheastern.com, just like it sounds. Again, just go to the little drop-down menu side. You'll see the raffle tickets. Braden, he linked everything, so it should be pretty easy to find.
Yeah, it is.
$11 bundles. Our goal is to start the process a little differently this year, to educate the young community on how, what, when, where, why, all those things.
to put something in their hand as a tangible item, and you know, just kind of build, you know, on a year-to-year basis. You know, the guys here, Big and Wild, y'all know that, you know, we like to put hand on community. I mean, we did it with y'all with the Panfish Challenge. We did it, you know, with five or six other organizations, you know, to see the 400 that we touched last year and to hear what y'all had up there at the Panfish Challenge. It's rewarding for us. A lot of people out there, they don't realize that we physically do what we're saying that we're doing.
That's
we're
true.
Giving product.
Well, you know, I know that we were talking this week, and we were talking about the dates of the Panfish Challenge, and I think we're pretty much set on the 16th of June. I think that's pretty much written in stone for the
buddy.
Day. And I know that you guys, the reason why you were asking about the dates is because you guys haven't gotten to come up for the past couple of years, and this year you were like going, dude, we want to be there this year. We want to bring our employees. We want to bring our friends and family and invite our customers to come up and go in and participate in it. So we hope you can make it out. And I will tell you this, that
it's bigger and bigger every year.
When the gang of Southeastern Discount Tackle got on board, I called Jim Veal and I told him, you know, that you guys were planning on trying to get up there and all that stuff and rent cabin and all that thing. And he goes, wow. Well, then you better start telling people they better start putting some revert. If they want to come up and get a cabin, they better start reserving them now because seriously, with it getting bigger and bigger every year, next thing you know, we're going to have to start filling up the camping park of it, you know, and
we need an RV sponsor.
Do the RV thing and get over there because, you know, of course, you can do all that there at Panda Vista Lodge. But, you know, the cabins, they usually go pretty quick and it is going to be close to that Father's Day weekend type thing. So, Dad, it's a perfect opportunity to get out there and bring the kids, get away. And you really want to take Dad on a great adventure for Father's Day? Take him up to the Panfish Challenge, go up to Panda Vista Lodge and do that thing. Come up and hang out with us all day and go fishing, win some prizes. I mean, seriously, just show up and you get stuff for free. I mean, it's not like you got to pay a bazillion dollars to get stuff. It's going to be cheap again this year, and hopefully the prize money will get bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, Bill George will open up that wallet. We can
opened it up last year.
I know you did. That $20 went so far. No, I'm just kidding. No, G&B, they gave out there. They opened up the wallet. All right, we got to take a fast break. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors, brought to you by G5 Feed and Outdoors. Go by and see them today. Go check out those Rugged Cross blinds. Go check out the new firearms department. And go check out, of course, those Textrons and Arctic Cats. They're all right there waiting for you to take them home. Go see them today.
Hey, this is Jonathan. Most of you know me as the co-host of Big and Wild, but I also want to talk to you about my shop, Arrowhead Archery. We're one of the oldest shops in the country and stock brands from Prime, Matthews, Hoyt, Obsession, and PSE. We also have all the accessories to outfit your equipment, plus a level 3 instructor for our youth and adult programs, and regular league nights for everyone. Check us out at 10818 East U.S. Highway 92, Tampa, Florida, arrowheadarcheryshop.com, and our phone number is 813-621-4279. Stop by and see us.
Sign Parrot is celebrating 10 great years of service in the Tampa Bay area. And to show their appreciation, Sign Parrot is inviting everyone to their big 10th anniversary celebration Friday, March 2nd from 3 to 7. With lots of entertainment, food and beverages, just their way to say thank you and unveil their new building wrap design. Sign Parrot has always been the premier vehicle wrap facility in the Tampa Bay area, wrapping entire fleets of trucks, vans, RVs and boats with the highest standards in the industry, using 3M certified installers and 3M warranties on all vehicle wraps to provide you the best in service and products, because customer service is their number one goal. Everyone's invited, so come on out and see for yourself. Have a blast during the big 10-year anniversary celebration, Friday, March 2nd from 3 to 7 at 6400 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. Visit signparrot.com.
When aviation is in your blood, you learn how to fly. When your family serves, you learn the meaning of hard work. And when you're born with a name that stands for power, performance, and precision engineering, you damn well better make the family proud. We are Textron Off-Road. Backed by the name that builds some of the most advanced machines in the world. We create off-road vehicles that help America's hardest workers get the job done. best side-by-sides and ATVs that are built with a work ethic, a wild streak, and a relentless pursuit of adventure. With suspension and handling that make the toughest trails a walk in the park. And with the precision, reliability, and American manufacturing. Welcome to the family. Welcome to Textron Off-Road.
WHFS Sefner, WQYK FM HD2 St. Petersburg, 103.1 W276 CX Newport Richey, 92.1 W221 DW Tampa.
Hello everybody, I'm Bill Dance. And if you've ever seen my very lengthy blooper video, well, you know, I've had my share of mishaps. Because of that, you can take it from me that one thing I always take very seriously is boating safety. For instance, here's something as simple as it can be that saves the lives of countless boaters every year. A lanyard. I highly recommend you wear one of these every time your boat is running. All you have to do is hook the loose end of the lanyard to your PFD. It'll stop your outboard instantly if you should accidentally